This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
One of the great sounds of sports. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys. Yes, today, about an hour and a half from now, they tip off the NCAA tournament. And a mere moments from now, we tip off the bracket of hues. We have in front of us 64 versions, personalities, different hues that we hear from on a daily basis. And here's what we're going to do. Hugh, just like the NCAA tournament, we will go through two regions today. So we will knock out two regions first round today. And we will have winners in each region in terms of the first round. So it's going to be amazing. So we will throw a matchup at you guys at the end of your call if you want one, and you pick the winner, and that team, or that I guess I should say that team, that Hugh Douglas moves on. We'll get to that. 215-592-9494. This hour on the WIP Midday Show today, brought to you by or fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car to 94 only at Sunoco. On the day we honor Joe Wechter here at WIP, the newest WIP Hall of Famer, I'm channeling my inner Joe, my inner Angelo, saying, yes, the Phillies should win the division. It is important. Hugh thinks it's not as important. I think a lot of people are going to agree with you today. Where do you come down? Is it important for the Phillies to win the division? We are 1 week out from opening day. Let's hear JT Realmuto talking about the idea of playing their best baseball at the end of the season, which speaks to what Hugh was mentioning earlier. Here's JT.
Where is this team mentally? Because it's been a really great last 3 years, but you haven't gotten over the hump yet. And last year, I just, for the fan base, was really disappointed the way last year ended against the Mets. Where are you guys in terms of how you talk about expectations among yourselves?
Well, first of all, for the team, we were just as disappointed as the fan base was, for sure, after that Mets series. So I think we're just focused, honestly. I don't think there's much need to talk about what we want to do because we have talked about it so much in the past and we haven't been able to climb over that hill yet. So I think everybody's just focused, and we clearly all have one goal in mind. We just don't feel the need to talk about it this year. We know how hard it is. We know how we have to be playing the right baseball at the right time. So we need to be able to make those adjustments when things aren't going well our way in the playoffs. We have to be able to make those adjustments in real time and not sit on our hands. And so we know this year things have to be different. We got to be able to make those adjustments.
So JT talking about the end of the season last year and the disappointment they had, and really no matter what they do, the funny part is no matter what they do, win the division or not, mm-hmm. it's all going to come down to what they do in the postseason, yeah. Right? Like that's all we're going to judge.
I think
them
that's what everybody is, Joe. I mean, it's not being disrespectful because you always at the beginning of the season you set goals for yourself, but sometimes when you fall short of those goals that you set, you kind of the goal is still, you still want that, but you got to kind of adjust a little bit, and you have to kind of do a little bit of soul searching. What I got from JT and those guys, we got a chance to talk to them, they still want, they still believe they can win it all. They just need to figure out how to be viable towards the end of the year.
Let me ask you a question. Let's workshop this a little bit.
Workshop, we can do that.
All right, well, let's workshop this. So I think we all know, and we've watched this Phillies group enough, Hugh, for years, that when the game starts, the lineup on the field will try to win the game, right?
Yeah.
They're not going to throw games. But, Hugh, you know there's a difference in sports between putting your foot on the gas as a team, front office, coach, players, and not. So when we talk about them not, it's not important to win the division, when I hear that, I'm thinking, and if they're thinking that way, like in September, hey, Schwarber's played six games in a row. Back's a little sore today. Some years he might play. This year, maybe we sit him down because they're older team and the playoffs are the goal, not every single
win. I hear what
win.
You're saying. Yeah, I hear what you're saying, and I understand why you hear it that way. I don't hear it that way.
So what is, like when it's not important, what does that mean practically?
See, that's the thing. You took it as it's not being important.
Well, like
it's important, but it's not the end all to be all. That's not the path to go there. Because okay, let's use the Mets for an example. The Mets looked like hot garbage before they got to London. And then when they got to London, they went on a tear so much so that we were like, oh, no, don't even worry about that. It's the Mets.
But deep down, we knew.
But that's what I'm saying, because we talked about it for weeks. And I remember having conversations with you. He was like, well, you know, the Mets are playing well. And we kind of just was like, well. And then look what happened.
Well, they were like the Phillies of the past 2 years.
Yes. So I think that the Phillies are looking at that and were like, well, hell, we did it the right way. We won the games, but we saw how there were power outages. They were sputtering down the break. So I think that you could still want to win the division, but you have to be smart about how you do that. And a guy that jumps out to me, Castellanos, and I know I'm saying it wrong, so y'all ain't got to text Kyle.
Constantino.
Tell him,
it's baseball, especially baseball season.
Yeah, and tell him that I'm saying it wrong because
they're going to text me anyway.
They're going to. I know, but I'm just letting
the tweets
you know.
Are about
so
the
don't save your characters because it's not that big of a deal.
Mm.
But like last year, he was the Iron Man. Now, during the stretch of that season, he struggled for a long stretch. They kept him out there. So now maybe instead of leaving him out there, you give him a couple days of rest.
Mm.
Say, hey, man, we understand you did it last year. We commend you for that. We're trying to do things a little different. That's how I look at it, Joe. It's the goal is still there. The goal is still present. But you want to try to do things a little bit different to try to get different results. Because the definition of insanity, what's the definition? Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting the same results.
Yep.
That's kind of how I'm looking at it.
All right, well, that's fair. But I do think if they're putting their foot on the gas like they did last year and it worked to win the division, it probably changes the way Topper manages. One of the things we could see early in the season is how they get through the latest with Ranger Suarez. So Ranger Suarez has a sore back, which is not great. It's similar to what happened last year, and it knocked him out.
Back.
Any thoughts, Hugh?
You read my mind. I'm going to keep it to myself, though.
Okay.
Why still here?
Well, maybe I don't know. I don't know the family situation.
Swinging from the chandelier.
All I know is he's not feeling great, and I'm not sure if he's going to be ready for opening day next week or his first start. Let's hear Topper yesterday on Ranger Suarez.
Ranger's got a little stiff back right now, so pull him back. That's why we haven't announced anything on that rotation and who's pitching when and who's got the home opener and all that stuff, because we can move people around.
Okay, so Ranger is similar to last year's back injury?
Not quite as bad. So the next 24, 48 hours will tell us a lot.
All right, so we'll await word on Ranger Suarez, but Hugh, you know what it means if there's no Ranger Suarez start the season. Come on down, Taiwan Walker. Likely back in the rotation. So yesterday, Taiwan, now to be fair, has had a pretty good spring, but yesterday, in what may be his final tune-up or one of his final tune-ups for opening day, do you see what Taiwan did yesterday?
What did he do?
3 2/3, 6 runs on 9 hits allowed.
Oh.
Yankees smacked him around yesterday.
Wait a minute. I might be getting this wrong. Didn't Cole Hamels say he liked the way he looked?
He did. Well, that was before yesterday. Can't imagine he liked it yesterday.
Well, I mean, you know, everybody has. What'd you say?
You calling out?
No, I'm just trying to remember.
Do you know baseball,
remember.
Cole? Hugh Douglas challenges Cole Hamels' knowledge of pitching.
Listen, I promise you, that's not what I'm doing.
Not because
I just thought it was like, wait a minute.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
He got knocked around, but it happens. I mean, I'm not, you know, it's not the end of the world.
It's happened for his whole career with the Phillies. He stinks, Walker.
So you know what, Joe? You've been on a heater the last couple of days. Can I just take this moment?
Are you going to blame me for the Phillies sending down Garrett Stubbs?
Yes.
I didn't do anything.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Does anybody else find it ironic that Joe dropped that gem on us yesterday and they sent him down the next day? And this is what makes it worse. This is what makes it absolute worse, Joe, is when you said he's a glorified DJ. He's about to go DJ in AAA. And I thought that was real disrespectful.
And that's exactly where he's
headed. And then on my way to work this morning, I was late because of traffic, and I'm talking to Kyle, and I heard Kyle say over the phone, he's like, yeah, they sent Garrett down. And I'm like, stop playing. I could not believe it because of the timing. You said this yesterday. Like, we say a lot of stuff, and sometimes the stuff that we say eventually comes true.
Yeah.
But damn it, man, this was the next day they sent him down. The absolute next day. You jinxed that man.
No,
that's
I
your
did
fault.
Not.
That,
no,
that little
I,
bit,
this
little
is
bit.
Not me.
You,
this
you,
is on
you,
him.
You called him.
Some would say, some would just call it foresight.
Yeah, right.
Is that what
or some would say they're trying to win the division,
said,
and Rafael Marchand gives him a better chance.
We had this whole conversation about JT. And who is his backup? And you just dropped, like, out of the blue. Oh, he's going out of AAA. He's a glorified DJ.
Well, he could be the best AAA DJ ever.
I'd be damned if they didn't send him down.
They did. Marshawn's going to be the backup. All right, 215-592-9494. Along with your calls on all this, it is your chance to weigh in on the bracket of Hugh. So this is going to be very simple. We give you a tip at the end of the call. You pick the winner, and that Hugh Douglas moves on as March Madness tips off here on the Midday Show. Is it important for the Phillies to win the division? Yes! Even though Hugh doesn't believe so. Will in the Northeast is up. Hey, Will.
Dream team, how y'all doing today?
Hey, Will. What's up?
Oh, man. Listen, I just, you know, I'm not all for the we gotta win the division at all. I just want to win, man. Like, just stay focused on what we really need to do. And I think they just need to, like, come on. You got to bring some small ball into play, man. We gotta get on base at least. We're not going to knock it out the park every time, man. And that's what they got to, like, really start to work on. Because, like, if we go into this season the same way as last season, we're going to get the same results or probably even worse. You know what I mean? So I just think, like I said, our manager, you got to manage the team, man. And especially in certain situations and against certain teams, man. You can't just keep having that laid-back little, you know, I don't like that. But tell the team what the hell they need to do and get these guys on the ball, man. Because, listen, we've been there over and over and over again. And guess what? We're getting the same result every time. This is a whole new season. This is the season to do it, man. And I know y'all could do it because y'all are the best team in the league. I'm just waiting for y'all to wake up and realize it. That's wrong with you. Because I think they get stuck in there like, oh, man, listen, I don't think we can get it done. But okay, since you want to give me the music, listen, it's time, baby. This is our year. This is Philly year, man. Let's keep them where they know it. See the team to be. All y'all got to do is all come together. We all got to come together as one, man. Do what you need to do. Everybody do their job. And guess what? We want to keep pushing. We want to keep winning. And guess what? This year, the Philly's going to win everything. Because Philly is on the road, baby. Take over. Yeah. Yo, that's all I got, baby.
Give me a Wechter chant. Give me a Wechter chant, Will.
Not a Wechter
chant. Wechter, you're the best, baby. Listen, I wish you all the best. You've been a great man on sports radio station. Everybody loves you. Everybody respects you. And guess what? Keep doing what you're doing and enjoy the rest of your life, baby. Well, y'all, soon.
Oh, I love it. Will, you ready for the Bracket of Hughes?
Yes, sir.
All right, you get our first matchup. We're tipping this thing off in the top left of our bracket, all right? You're going to get...
Oh, hold up. I can't hear you.
Will, you there?
Oh, he done fell off.
Oh, no, Will.
I can't hear you. What happened to my phone?
Got that cricket.
Hello?
Got that jitterbug. Wait, Will didn't want to know
cricket,
dude.
I can't hear you. My bad.
All right,
I
Will.
I can't hear y'all. Something went wrong with the phone or something.
We hear you. You got that boot.
Hey, Will.
There's actually something hilarious about this that we're hearing. Well. There's something poetic about the Bracket of Hughes starting and the first game is delayed.
A disaster.
Yeah.
Why everybody looking at me? I didn't have nothing to do with this.
This is your tournament. This is the tournament of Hugh Douglas's.
I didn't have nothing to do with this.
All right, let's go to Jay in Philly, who's up next, talking about the Phillies winning the division. What's up, Jay?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, Jay. What's up, Jay?
Hey, look, man, I know I'm not going to get the music on my call because best team in baseball is crazy. But,
yeah, that's the Dodgers until we take it from them.
Easily, man. Yeah, man, they haven't won enough to say to pick and choose how they're going to win. They got to try to win every game, man. They got to try to win every game, and they got to try it with a different approach. And, man, if that means from the beginning of the year, you know, we don't win a division, but we have a different approach and we see improvement, then I'm with that. But to just say, let's go in as a wild card, that's crazy. So we're not trying to win a division and win as many games as possible. Man, that's not even how sports and culture is. So I can't see that.
Yeah, Jay, I like the way you framed it. They haven't won enough to decide how they play. Like, they just go out there and play your best baseball, win the most games, and let the chips fall where they may. Jay, that's where I'm at. Are you ready for a Hugh Douglas matchup here, Jay?
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to start in the top left region here with the 4-13 matchup. The 4 seed, a team that's made a big run lately, and that would be Pop-Pop Douglas, who we almost lost at the airport. And Pop-Pop matches up with No Coat Douglas, who we knew for a long time here in Philadelphia, refusing to get a coat in the winter. Who wins this one, Jay? Pop-Pop or No Coat Douglas?
You know what, just because of the run that No Coat Douglas had, I'm gonna get an upset.
No Coat Douglas. A 13 over a 4. We are rolling here in March.
Pop-Up going and getting knocked out in the first round is a huge upset.
This bracket's tough. I mean, they're all good. I mean,
the longevity alone, man.
That's true.
He's got to keep going.
Yeah, it's an older team.
It is. Good stuff, Jay.
Jay, thank you for listening, man. That's funny. I mean, this is funny. This is real funny.
Jay, good job there. So that's true. You gave the people here 2 years of content with No Coat Douglas.
No, listen. Jay, I appreciate the fact that you've listened to this show long enough to have some context about me and my coach struggles. I finally got a coat, though. I got it out of storage.
Yep.
And I washed it. So I'm good to go next year.
So I
got a couple coats, as a matter of fact.
Well, how about that? A brand new coat.
Look at God.
So when Kyle and I and the committee got to seeding this thing, I did start to realize there could be a lot of upsets. Because you could go – I was throwing, you know, Hughes at Kyle, and I was like, what seed do we got with this one at? And it was like a 10 or 11. This is as deep – this bracket is deeper than the one that will tip off at about 12 o'clock today with the NCAA. I mean, there's more good teams in this bracket than the real one here. All right, Will in the Northeast is back up. Will, is that phone better now?
Yeah, it's better.
Yeah, we clowned you, Will.
Well, I heard it over the radio.
Well, I could hear you, but you couldn't hear us. It was awesome.
Yeah, I think I hit the speaker by mistake.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That happens. Okay. All right. Are you ready for a Hugh Douglas matchup here?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let's keep it in the top left region of our bracket here. And you have to pick between these two Hugh Douglases.
Okay.
Let's go with this. A three seed, one we knew for a couple years, just until recently, and that would be Homeless Hugh, who lived out of a hotel, or Rabbit Hole Hugh, who goes into a rabbit hole on his phone and his algorithm, and we lose him here. Homeless Boy. Hugh versus Rabbit Hole Hugh.
Oh, man, listen. He was talking about getting his house. I'm getting out of the basement. No, that's right, dog. But listen, I'm going to go with Homeless Hugh, man.
Homeless Hugh for the win.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Hugh, and well, good phone call, buddy. We're glad you were able to call back.
Homeless was my dark horse.
Oh, that's
the
dark
horse. Yeah, that's my dark
that's horse. That's how you picked it yesterday, right?
Yeah, I picked Homeless Hugh for the win. I picked Homeless Hugh.
Well, what is it like looking at a bracket of all your own personalities?
You know what, man? It's humbling, to be totally honest. If I'm being honest,
yeah,
it's humbling because I'm like, damn. I'm working with you. You know what it makes me do, Joe? It's like, damn, I wonder what you thought about me when we met and you started meeting all these different people. He's an idiot. No, I mean, it's just humbling. And it's also humbling that people that listen to our station, they have a memory of one of these people that I am that they remember. You know what I mean? That's pretty humbling, too. It really is.
The moment for me this all came together, and it was a long time ago now, but I think it was the day that you became plant-based Hugh. That was the one when I started to click in my head that there really are different Hugh Douglases, and we get a different one on the regular here. I mean, there's all these different ones. All right, so the first couple matchups, the winner, No-Coat Hugh knocks out Pop-Pop Douglas.
I'm disappointed. In
yeah,
Pop-Pop,
y'all
man.
Definitely.
They folded
y'all
in the first round.
Yeah, it sounds
y'all
to me.
Y'all thought that was going to
they
be
went
a
in
deep
so
run.
Hot. Yeah. And then just.
It sounds to me like Kyle put a couple dollars on FanDuel on Pop-Pop Douglas.
Very let down.
And he's out. All right. 215-592-9494. Is it important for the Phillies to win the division? I believe it is. Hugh does not. There's a sense out there that this isn't important. I heard this morning DeCamera was talking about how he didn't even know. It is a weird thing to say, because typically a season starts in any sport and you want your team to win the division. I mean, like, that's just the normal thing, right? You look at the teams, look at the competitors in your division, and you want to win that. That's the simplest and easiest route to the postseason. But in baseball the last few years, it's been changed a little bit. I mean, the new format has at least added some, Now, last year, to be fair, Hugh, both teams that made the World Series were division winners, and they had the bye. So maybe this is about to even out. We shall see over the next couple seasons. 215-592-9494. Is it important for the Phillies to win the division as we are a week out from opening day? Of course, it's also March Madness. The real tournament tips around 12 o'clock. Our tournament has tipped off here. Your bracket of Hughes is set. We'll give you a matchup when you call in. You get to decide which Hugh Douglas moves on, as in a few weeks, we crown a champion of all the Hugh Douglases here in Philadelphia. Plus, coming up on the other side, something hit me after re-listening to the Brandon Graham press conference, because there was so much in there. It was great to hear from Brandon Graham and everything he wanted to share with the city of Philadelphia a couple days ago. But he said something there, kind of really highlighting what he did here late in his career, the role he served late in his career. And I think it kind of points to something the Eagles need to go find now as we enter the next wave of this offseason. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Is it important for the Phillies to win the division? We are a week out from opening day. We'll continue the conversation, all your phone calls as well on this, the bracket of Hughes, and the Eagles, something I think they need to do as this offseason moves along. It is the Midday Show on a special March Madness and Joe Wechter Day. And if you want to bring your Joe Wechter stories, even your Wechter chants that are misspelled, we'll take them too on the Midday Show right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Spring is in the air. And you know what else is in the air? The smell of bacon cooking. But not only bacon. It's time to take cooking outside again, people. Picture this. You're in the backyard with that bacon cooking, and you have a juicy Hatfield marinated tenderloin on the grill. And just like I said, on the flat top is the bacon sizzling to perfection. Now, that's the summer that I'm talking about right there. Longer days and great food with family and friends. Head to simplyhatfield.com for recipes and retail locations near you, and put some Hatfield pork on your fork.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.